This is Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft, proud sponsor of the NFL.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. The Broncos getting set to host the Oakland Raiders this afternoon, and lots of playoff implications going on around the league and in this game, too, for the Broncos as they hit the home stretch. Hello from down on the field. I'm Phil Milani. I'm joined by Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, and the one common theme amongst all the playoff scenarios are the Broncos taking care of business today, and they'll be doing so a little bit banged up, especially at a few positions, including running back.
Yeah, running back, that's a crucial thing at this point. You've got Ronnie Hillman. He's going to start, but he missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. Juwan Thompson, of the three running backs on the 53-man roster, is the only one who practiced all week. C.J. Anderson did not practice all week. He's questionable. We're going to get final confirmation in a few minutes here as to whether he is or is not active for the game, but it looks like a lot of Ronnie Hillman and Juwan Thompson today.
Yeah, we saw Juwan Thompson come in at the end of that game last week against the Chargers. He did a good job. Ronnie Hillman will make the start. The other position where there's some injury concerns at safety.
Yeah, you look at David Bruton out with an MCL, possibly Omar Bolden, hamstring injury. A lot can happen at that safety position. A lot of pieces can be shifted around. But you look at maybe Josh Bush, he might be called upon, as well as Shiloh Kao, picked up this week, but he knows the defensive scheme that Gary Kubiak likes. He could factor in as well. I think both guys know the system and will make big impacts today.
Yeah, there's 22 guys on the Broncos injury report list. It's that time of the season. The Broncos may be a little more banged up than some of the other teams, but they're very confident in their backups.
That is the longest list I've ever had, but I think some guys are pushing to get there, so I think tomorrow's a big indicator for us as a team. But we've had good work. I mean, I think our work was good today. Obviously, we're not in our pads and stuff like we are on Thursday, but our reps are good. So
it's just a part of the game, and we got to adjust. We got to do all we can, and hopefully we've trained the younger guys to come up and play and, you know, find a way to get a yard or two. So that's what we're trying to do.
We've got a lot more injuries than you normally have. We were doing pretty well for a while as far as injuries are concerned, but we've had a lot of guys play, especially defensively, so that's been a good thing. We've been able to come in with guys that now have played a lot.
I mean, it says we got good people behind the starters. And, you know, I've been saying it all season long, but now you really get to see it, you know, with all the guys behind the starters coming in and making plays and being productive in the game. It's been pretty great to have guys behind us like that. That's the formula of our defense, right? The guys can come in, we can roll, and we got guys that understand defense that's able and ready to play whenever the name is called.
So a lot of people on the injury report for this one, but one guy who's coming back, DeMarcus Ware.
DeMarcus had a great game before he went out at Green Bay, had a sack there against Indianapolis, had another sack. Having him on the sidelines for guys like Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett has been instrumental. You think about their progress and their growth as starters. Both guys have played extremely well, but you can't replace DeMarcus Ware in the huddle. The things that he can do pre-snap, the awareness that he has for offensive schemes is unparalleled to anybody that they have in that defensive huddle. So I think just having him on the field is going to be huge.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge one. I mean, he was leading the team in sacks when he got hurt against the Raiders in that first game in Oakland. And Mace, the Broncos are going to try and ease him back in.
Yeah, in baseball you call it a pitch count, really, that you're going to try to limit him maybe 20, 30 snaps. We'll see how it ends up going over the course of the game. And maybe try to get him in high leverage type situations, get him out there on third downs where he can be very effective in the pass rush. But on the positive side for him, you know, they've eased him back. He had a week of working out with strength coaches, a week of practice, and then another week of practice before he actually played. He hasn't had back pain in 2.5 weeks, he says. I think he's good to go.
Yeah, he went through that full pregame warm-up in San Diego. Broncos want to be smart bringing him back because they know that Ware will definitely be needed in the playoffs.
I think you live and learn from the mistakes sometimes that you make of just going out there and, you know, if you have an injury and going back and trying to be full blast instead of gradually getting back into the mix of things, and that's what we've done. You know, now my back is feeling good, and now saying not put a big workload on you, but, you know, get better acclimated to, you know, playing a little bit of football.
Today looked really good. I think if everything's full tomorrow, then you know, we put our plan in place of how much he plays, but it sure looks like we're working toward him being ready to go.
The Marcus has looked obviously better and better. I mean, he's been able to practice some. You know, we're very hopeful that he'll play this week. I think signs are good.
You know, it's just a leader on the sidelines, you know, keeping everybody calm. This, I mean, we're talking about getting DeMarcus Ware back. Just the name itself, you know, you can imagine, you know, what type of, you know, boost that's going to give us.
I think being really smart, that's where they're really, you know, taking care of me. Like Kubiak said, there's a pitch count. And he's not trying to, you know, put me out there a lot to re-injure myself. But the thing is, you have to go out there and test things. And, you know, if you're feeling good, you know, play a little bit more each week. And, like, where we are right now, we're good where we are. But you want to have it the whole season and until the postseason also.
We're just getting started here on the BTV Live pregame show. As you see, Vernon Davis working out. He was on the injury report list with a concussion. We'll see if he plays, because when we come back, we'll take a look at the Broncos inactives.